This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
They say it takes a village to raise a child, but for many rainbow families, finding that village can be tough. And that's exactly why a group of gay, bi, trans, and queer dads have created the Rainbow Dads Playgroup, designed by and for LGBTIQA+ dads and their kids. The first of its kind in Victoria, the playgroup officially launches this Saturday, 17th of May. And joining us in the studio is Costa Constantaras. I told you I'd do it wrong, Costa. President of Rainbow Dads Victoria. And on the line, we've got Daniel Torcasio-Rugas, a dad who helped bring this idea to life. Costa and Daniel, welcome to Drive.
Thank you, Warren.
Hello.
Daniel, let's start with you. Where did the idea for the Rainbow Dads Playgroup come from, and what made you turn that into a reality?
Well, look, essentially, my husband Tony and I were home with our beautiful new baby, Aurora, and realised that we wanted to connect with other Rainbow Dads. We were connecting with other parents and young parents, but it was Rainbow Dads that we felt we needed that connection with, people who are experiencing what we were experiencing, which is unique, a very unique situation. And we also wanted a community where Aurora would be immersed with other children who were interacting with their own rainbow dads.
Continue.
I was just going to say, we very quickly realized after a bit of research that there was a gap in the market.
How did your kid react after having rainbow dads around them?
It has been an incredible experience for everybody, actually, because it has given the opportunity for dads to talk about what it's like as parents. But for the kids, it's really beautiful because there's just this instant connection where it's a room of dads and their little ones, and the little ones, for every little thing, are running to their dads, and my daughter gets to see other kids going to their dad for whatever need they have, and she is then more comfortable coming with us. It's just been a really beautiful natural connection that's formed amongst the kids.
Costa, now you're president of Rainbow Dads Victoria. Do you hear that story quite a lot about that relief?
I do. In fact, yeah, look, my kids are almost 11, so they're a little bit older, but I had that same story in a different way, coming to Melbourne and joining the Rainbow Dads Victoria group many, many years ago. It was a great opportunity for me to meet other dads and just connect and be me without having to compartmentalize different parts of my life. So, yeah, I hear that from a lot of dads, but I felt that, and I've been through that with my kids. They also, they're like, when are we going to do the dads things again?
What made now the right time to launch a dedicated playgroup?
Look, I think where we're at as a rainbow society, we're becoming a lot more focused on parenting as well. There's a lot more parents coming into the mix. And I think, as Daniel said, we identified that there's a lot of dads that come into having children without having that village to support them. And a lot of them, from what I've seen, they're sort of surviving rather than thriving. And the whole purpose of the playgroup for us was to bring Daniel and the playgroup into the fold to really help these dads move from just survival mode, have a support network, and help them really thrive.
Now, you've both mentioned, I suppose, how rare it is to find spaces that, you know, you do see queer dads together. What difference does that visibility make for rainbow families that perhaps are observing from the outside?
I was going to say, it's interesting that everything that currently exists for parents, for new parents, for upcoming parents, programs, groups, education, is all very much tailored around a nuclear family. Even leading up to the birth of a child of rainbow dads, you know, you attend birth classes, etc. Everything is tailored to that nuclear family. And so to be able to have a community that understands that our journey is unique, and can empathise, and then to be able to build on that, especially as RDV, to be able to build on that and provide some programs and that space for growth is really important, because, as I said, you can feel a little bit invisible going to a parenting class with 16 straight couples, essentially.
How have you found straight couples react to two dads?
Daniel's probably had it sooner. We didn't have any issues with straight couples reacting to us, but I think from me back 10 years ago when we went to these classes, it was very much centered around the birth and around lactation. So it's not very much tailored to a same-sex type family or, we'll say gay or rainbow type family. So for us, it was never about being excluded. It was just, this isn't relevant to us.
Mm.
So I think the whole mission for us, while we've got the playgroup, it's across the board trying to be able to tailor and provide workshops and programs to dads that are tailored specific to them.
Daniel, what do you reckon?
Yeah, look, I absolutely agree with Costa. It was less about being excluded. I agree the classes themselves were not so much relevant, but in terms of the other couples, there was really more interest in our journey and in our story and how our family was going to evolve, because I suppose it was very new to them, to most of them, to meet two dads that were going to have a baby. Of course, they wanted to know where the baby was coming from, who was carrying it, all of that. But there was more. It was really more, this sort of, I guess, inquisitiveness as to how we were going through the process, rather than, wanting to support us as parents. If that makes sense.
Definitely. We're talking about the launch of a new playgroup designed specifically for queer dads, the first of its kind in Victoria, and a beautiful reminder of what the community can look like. It's Radiothon Week also here at Joy, where we're celebrating how we're stronger together. Don't forget, if you sign up, renew your membership during Drive today, you're going to the draw to win today's Drive exclusive prize, a double pass to the Dolly Parton musical, Here You Come Again. And this story, the stories that we're hearing today, is one of the reasons that we have Joy to connect people. How important is connection amongst the dads, not just the children?
It's huge. As I said, there's a lot of dads who come into this and they have this view of what a dad is. It's a very isolating view, and they're trying to take on the stereotypical male model role. But being amongst the group of dads, there's so many that'll say, "Oh my God, okay, I thought I was alone on this," but you're not. It's your community. It's your village. As we said, it takes a village to raise the family or the kids, and that's our village.
Daniel, for listeners who might be prospective dads, perhaps exploring surrogacy, adoption, or fostering, how does this playgroup welcome them too?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have several intended dads who are regulars and come and share and ask us about our own journeys, and we're able to share our stories with them, but dads were also expecting. They come to prepare themselves for what it's like to be at a playgroup, and to, for when their children do arrive. It's really sort of given them a space before their child even comes to they know that there's a safe zone, there's a safe place for them.
Costa, when you think about, you mentioned your children are 11 years old and older, but if you go back, what was, I suppose, some of the challenges that you faced as gay dad that perhaps you weren't aware of?
Yeah, I mean, it was, look, as I said, there's the assumption that, oh, you're the dad, so, oh, you're giving mum a break, or like, she's doing a really good job. It's like, no, actually, that was me. But also just the challenges of the children coming back as well, having to deal with some of the questions that they get in childcare or at school, like, oh, where's your mum? Like, this is young kids who've just learned to speak, asking why the carer's asking those kind of things. So it was fielding all of those questions, but then being able to go back to my people to actually go, hey, how did you handle this? Because, again, there were other dads that were a lot older than me that had the advice. Their children are teenagers already. So for me, my challenges were definitely, how do I create resilient children in an environment that's not used to this type of family structure? And also just, how do I break the mold of what a stereotypical dad is? Because everyone just assumes that I'm giving mum a break today, and it's not the case.
Daniel, have those assumptions, have they sort of dissipated a little bit, do you think, over time?
I would like to say yes. They still exist. They do still exist. Perhaps they're a little bit more subdued. At the moment, there's a little bit more of an understanding. But just even following on that, even in terms of the practices that exist and policies that exist in hospitals and in those sorts of places, in terms of birthing, etc., they really don't cater to rainbow dads and the process they're going through. And so this level of visibility and being an active and visible community is significant in so many other ways. It extends to political avenues, etc. So there's a lot of value in the visibility for sure.
Costa, tell us about the group. When's it on Saturday?
It's on this Saturday. The launch is on this Saturday, but it's on every Saturday except the first Saturday of every month at Fitzroy Library, level 1. It'll be ongoing for the rest of the year, but there are also, I'm going to do a little bit of a plug.
Please,
if you go
do.
To rdv.org.au, so rainbowdadsvictoria.org.au, we have a number of events that we run through the year. So whether it be picnics, dad's nights out, there's a whole bunch of different things that we would do from there as well.
So it's all about connection.
All about connection.
Daniel and Costa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Costa,
Thank you, Warren.
Thank you. You don't get away just yet so easily because because you've come into the Drive studio and because it's a Radiothon, who's your favourite artist?
Oh, look, I can't go past Celine Dion. That's my diva. People are cringing, but that is my diva. Yeah, and I would
no,
say...
No, we're not. We're not cringing. We all love Celine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, River Deep, Mountain High.
We're going to play that. Thank you so much for joining us today. Don't forget the website, rdv.org.au. Remember, Rainbow Dad's Playgroup launches Saturday, 17th of May at North Fitzroy Library, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.